Page 28. Newsworthy clips. Is there something fishy going on with omega-3s? For years, major health and medical organizations have recommended fish oil supplements rich in omega-3s to reduce the threat of heart disease. But a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association clouded the picture by concluding that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids did not lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, or premature death. The study by medical researchers at the University of Ioannina in Greece did not involve a new clinical trial of the supplement. Instead, it re-examined the results of 20 previous studies dating back to 1989 that included nearly 70,000 patients. Study authors said that early trials of omega-3 supplements and cardiovascular health showed strong, significant effect. However, as more randomized studies were performed, the effect became weaker and non-significant. One early and influential trial involved mostly men who had suffered heart attacks, said Dr. Moses S. Elisaf, the study's senior author. This evidence, he said, should not be generalized to any type of patients or apparently healthy individuals. Dr. Robert Bonow, a Chicago cardiologist who was not involved in the study, said he tended to agree with the author's conclusion. Bonow said there was no evidence omega-3 prevented heart attacks, and that for most people, any potential benefits of supplementation probably paled in comparison with exercising, maintaining a proper weight, and addressing high cholesterol and high blood pressure. However, Bonow said it appeared the supplement was helpful to people with very weak hearts. One of the studies included in the analysis made a strong case that patients with chronic heart failure benefited from omega-3s. There may be benefits here in stabilizing the rhythm of the heart, he said. Omega-3s are also effective in reducing triglycerides, fats that circulate in the blood and can be dangerous at high levels. Don't leave a message after the beep. Technology's ceaseless pursuit of efficiency appears to be claiming another victim, voicemail. With the rise of texting, instant chat, and transcription apps, more people are ditching the venerable tool that once revolutionized the telephone business. The behavioral shift is occurring in tandem with the irreversible fading of voice calls in general. Vonage, an internet phone company, says the number of voicemail messages left on user accounts was down 8% in July from a year ago. They hate the whole voicemail introduction, prompts, having to listen to them in chronological order, said Michael Tempora, senior vice president at Vonage. One response by the company to the trend is a new voicemail transcription service that converts voice messages for delivery as email or text. Voice transcription isn't perfect, Tempora said, but they understand who called and what the message is about. The transcription tools make skimming through messages easier for on-the-go users such as Dmitry Leonov, an executive at SaneBox, a maker of email inbox management software. Email etiquette says to respect your friend's time, said Leonov, who rarely listens to messages. And I should stop leaving voicemail as well. Practice what you preach. As with most declining technology, the exodus is led by younger, more impatient users who are quicker to embrace alternatives. Someone such as Naveen Mogazi, 33, who rarely leaves messages but juggles texting, chat app WhatsApp, and Google Voice. If my friends call and I'm busy, I text them asking if it's urgent, or I just call them back later without checking voicemail, said the designer for an ad company in Atlanta. It's just one less thing for me to go through. Study shows potential dangers of BPA. A chemical found in many common products, including plastic bottles and canned food linings, is linked in a new study to thyroid hormone changes in pregnant women and baby boys. The findings raise concerns because thyroid hormones play a crucial role in growth and brain development in young children, health experts note. The study by University of California, Berkeley researchers is the first to analyze the effect of bisphenol A, or BPA, on thyroid hormone levels in pregnant women and newborns. BPA has drawn increased scrutiny in recent years as the public has become aware of how easy it is to be exposed to the estrogen-like compound and how little is known about the health effects. In July, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration prohibited the chemical in baby bottles and cups. Many manufacturers had already begun phasing out BPA in such products. The UC Berkeley researchers analyzed BPA levels in urine samples taken from 335 women. Most of the women and their newborns had normal thyroid hormone levels, but for each doubling of BPA levels in some women, researchers found a corresponding decrease in one type of thyroid hormone known as T4. They then looked at thyroid hormone levels in newborns and found the exact opposite effect. The higher the BPA level in the mother, the greater the signs of a more active thyroid in their baby boys. The American Chemistry Council maintains that the weight of scientific evidence thus far is that BPA is safe. The organization also notes that BPA does not accumulate and is rapidly eliminated from the body. If pregnant women are concerned, however, Kim Harley of UC Berkeley's Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health notes that there are ways to reduce exposure, including buying plastic bottles that are labeled BPA-free, consuming less items that come in cans, and washing their hands before eating if they touch a receipt. Vocabulary focus. Fishy. Randomize. Pale in comparison. Venerable. In tandem. Skim. Exodus. Hormone. Scrutiny. Phase out.